Marlon Smoke Podcast, welcome back. First of all, I want to apologize to the girl from New York, where that situation, that happened. And I hope I'm assuming this podcast may get took into consideration as like, I'm not trying to be against women or anything like that. But I'm just being truthful, and like, working in retail, I think you see like the majority, anybody can say that worked in retail, like, cause of course, working behind a desk and stuff like that, you won't really see as much as, cause you're seeing, retail, you're seeing the best of both worlds. Like you're seeing, your coworkers, your nasty coworkers, good coworkers, great coworkers, and you're seeing nasty customers, great customers, and shitty customers. And one thing I can say, man, is the black female, bruh, is like one of the most, not all of them for sure, not all of them. Some of them is calm and cool and collective, but it's a great deal of them that's problematic as shit, man. Like, I'm talking about, they are so problematic and so rude and so nasty, and the crazy part about it is like, when they in a rare form, they never think about, like, you can tell that when they going off and they saying what they saying and all this kind of shit, it's because they feel that they have that wall up where it's like, shit, you ain't gonna hit me. Well, if you do hit me, more likely it's a possibility you gonna go to jail. You know what I'm saying? So they be extra rude to you, extra mean. They say, most of them say whatever they want to say. Then you had that one real toxic female that say shit like, the ones that say shit like, I got a nasty smart ass mouth, so I'm gonna make you want to smack the shit out of me. Now, mind you, you don't want the shit smacked out of you. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you don't want the shit smacked out of you, but they dare you to make you feel horrible if you don't. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, some of them is actually turned on by that shit. Like, some guy, like, if you see the females, they'll be like, oh, he too soft for me. I need a rough rider for me. Somebody that ain't scared to damn near put his hands on you. And you like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? And back to what I was getting at when I was saying how they act, it's as if like they, it's, you can tell that as soon as something crazy, as soon as you go to the extreme, the way that girl was talking on there, that's exactly how you can sense like you're not even ready for what. Now, if I decide to be a crazy nigga and smack the shit out you or beat you up or try to bite you, like what happened with this dude, then I have no home training. I hate women. I'm a woman beater. All this other shit. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, but if there's no consequences for the way that women treat you. And that, to me, that's the fucked up part. That's why, me seeing that, it hurts. Like I remember, I was the first one that got on here. When that girl, I think it was last year, that girl got smacked in the face with a skateboard. I was like, that's heartless. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, for one, it seemed like she was a little retarded. You know what I'm saying? So one, you know, it really seemed like she was a little retarded. You know, she outside, you know, and she outside, and you know, it's 3-4 of you guys. So, you know, of course she may feel a little intimidated, you know, but she, you know, and she wasn't really, you know, faking to a sense that, you know, if you were going to do anything to her, you could have did what she was going to do with words. There's no way, you know, that hurt me to my soul, you know, seeing it. Like, it was hard for me to, you know, just that sound of that skateboard hitting her was like, it was like bone chilling, you know, and that was, to me, that was worse. To me, that was worse than what happened with this girl at the liquor store, to be honest. You know, because like I said, you don't know what, like, I guarantee you that the way that girl was talking in that on the news, I guarantee you the way she was talking on the news is not the way that she was talking in that liquor store. You know, still what happened to her was 100% wrong. But see, females got to understand how to be respectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, it's just like with men. Like, you ain't the only human that's alive. So you got a zillion other men that fuck up and do dumb shit and make it bad for the next man. You know what I mean? So same thing with females. Like, you know, you got nasty, disgusting females out here, you know, that talk a whole bunch of shit when you try to talk to them, try to annihilate you and humiliate you, you know. But then, like I said, but as soon as they get their ass whooped in any way, shape, or form, then it's the victim. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, it's not. It's like you can go, you can go to, you can go, you know, walk into a 7-Eleven, you know what I'm saying, and try to talk to a female, and you may get, depending on the area, you may, like, that girl may be telling you, you may get into a little dispute, and that girl may tell you, Slim, I beat the shit out of you. Fuck is you talking about? You know, and you be looking like, damn. But as soon as, you know, and then if a female decides, you know, if it goes too far and a female beats the shit out of a nigga, then it's like, ha, bitch ass nigga, that's what you get. You see what I'm saying? Which is all fair. But what I'm saying is females in general is just like so problematic with a lot of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And that what I'm getting towards to now is not even on that scenario of that girl. Because, you know, I could be wrong. That girl might have been nice the whole way, but I highly doubt. You know what I'm saying? Because if anything, this is something against New York men, because you also had the skateboard incident that happened in New York. And then now there's another vicious female attack in New York. That's why they doing what they doing. That's why they riding and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So maybe this is something going on with New York men. You know what I'm saying? But here, like, I'm gonna give you two examples. You know, where I work now, we sell cigarettes. So the girl looked, you know, kind of young, and they want us to card if they look under 40, not 30 or not 21. They want you to, even if you looking at them and you think that they 31, they still want you to card. So the girl was obviously probably like 18, 17, 18. And so I called her. I said, yeah, I need to see your ID. And she goes out, get her ID. She comes back. And so somebody said something to her. She like, something. Nah, his ass, he geeking to see my ID. And I'm like, so you know, I said something, I said, man, I'm not geeking, I'm just doing my job. And then her friend looked up and said, oh yeah, you got a car over 40. So I'm like, see what I'm saying? Like, I'm just doing my job. And like, she would not let it die down. So she says a joke to her friend, like, basically, like, now she's like, okay, you know what? I'm a humiliate him. He's 100% right in this situation. But now let me try to figure out a way to humiliate him. So what she does is, like, she says to her friend, oh, you sized him, talking about, now all of this, they still standing right in my face. She said, oh yeah, you sized him, saying, reading that sign. Look, he was telling me, so yeah. And I'm like, then she couldn't even go. She, like, that wasn't even enough. That right there wasn't even enough. She had to say something else as they going out the door. Like something that you could have probably said low in your voice as you was going out the door. When y'all got to y'all car, you could have said it. You know what I'm saying? But what her intentions was to make me feel awful, to hurt my feelings, because I was doing my job. And that's fucked up. So what she said was, she called me top flight cigarette man or something like basically to belittle my, the, I don't want to say the company name. Like, let's say I worked at Texaco or something. She was like, or Exxon, like, oh, top flight Exxon man. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you're trying to humiliate me because I was doing my job. After you already just insulted me, you just made a joke. Now you feel like, now you just like, I'm going to beat him to the ground. You see what I'm saying? These are the things that people go, like, don't think for one minute that these females is out here goody tissue, you know, being great, and people and dudes is just straight picking on them, because that ain't how it is. And then the badder the female is, the worse. We had these two twins come into our store. I mean, oh my God, they look like the Double Dose Twins, real live. They look like the Double Dose Twins from Instagram, but they was like bad. They was badder because their bodies were real. You could tell those were some homegrown bodies. Like, they both was equally bad as shit. Like, they was like big fine joints, like they probably weighed about 160, just all sexiness. You know what I'm saying? So you already know they ain't dealing with a nigga unless he got it. You gonna have to be a scammer to fuck with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's another thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the average nigga can't even have one of them type joints no more. Like, you know, it's like the badder the joint is, like, nigga, you need racks to even, you know what I mean, to even deal with these bitches. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing that hangs above dudes' heads. And that ain't a female's fault. It's not a female's fault. I'm just saying that's the reason why that the guy in that gas station went to, oh, you think you better than me? You see what I'm saying? Because he has that hovering over his head from the reality of what females are nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Now, these girls come in the store, and, man, they was tormenting us. Like, I'm talking about, they was stealing shit. They was stealing shit, stealing drinks. They kept, like, banging on it, getting smart in every situation. There was an elderly lady, not elderly, but, you know, she was definitely older than them. They might have been, those girls probably was in their 20s, and you know, Miss Rhonda's probably was around probably about 52, 53. And she was helping them on, she was helping them on the register. And they was like, just being downright disrespectful. Like, oh, what am I paying $4 for? What's the $3 for? What's the $2 for? What's this for? What? Like, man, I don't, how, like, just being disrespectful. And she was like, she has a real butterfly effect. And they was still just, you know, even when they was like returning the fire, she wasn't giving them anything. You know, now this is woman on woman. You know what I'm saying? And you know they doing, if they was two big fat joints, they wouldn't even been doing this. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't even been doing this. They just being nasty because they look good as shit. This is another female. We're a married female. She don't give a fuck about how good y'all look. But they just being crazy. Then they go back over there, they yelling, where my food? My food at? Asking for a rack of extra shit. You know how they be in food places, just asking for a rack of extra, just being super, super extra. Like, when they left the store, we was just like, damn. Like, but then as soon as somebody get big with them, now it's, we need to protect the black queen. You see what I'm saying? Well, how can we protect that? How can we protect acting like that? And see, when you have, and it's not just every female, but when you have so many females acting like that, like, it's a breath of fresh air to see a beautiful black woman with respect and class. It's so beautiful. It's like, it's just such a breath of fresh air. And you wish you could just be like, damn, why can't they all be like that? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, majority of the females nowadays, they just strive on being assholes. There's a guy named Kevin Samuels. I'm not sure if you know about him. You know, you more than y'all probably don't. You know, he's an older guy. But he does like. Not relationship advice, kind of like relationship advice, but he like real blunt. He real, real blunt. And it's, you know, it's worth it because he is definitely just as blunt with the males as well. But he keep it real about, he keep it real about, you know, being 50-50 in relationships. And, you know, like, as far as the female, he'll let them know, like, if you a nothing-ass bitch, he gonna let you know. Same way with a nigga, but he gonna let you know if you a nothing-ass bitch, because, like, you know, and he's a person, I think, I'm pretty sure the way he talks and shit like that, about the upper class men, is I'm pretty sure he makes almost like $200,000-$300,000 a year, one of them. So he gives the ladies that, he gives the ladies the rundown of a man making that kind of money and the type of woman he wants, you know. And a lot of times on his show, he have like single ladies with like two kids, and she'd be on the joint, not even looking that good, and it'd be requesting to have a man and make $100,000 a year. He better do this, he better do that, he better can do this, and he kind of put it in your face like, well, this is what you are. Why would you got two kids? He was like, why? What happened with the first baby father? Or what happened with the second baby father? Why that didn't go nowhere? Like, he be really breaking the females down, like, to the point where the joint don't never end bad. You gotta look him up. This Kevin Samuels, regular spelling. He got an Instagram. He posts clips on Instagram, but his main thing is his YouTube channel, and he be breaking he be breaking the females down. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, he break the dudes down too, but it be mainly females that call him. Cause you know, ain't really too many men. Ain't too many men gonna call on another man for relationship advice. You know what I'm saying? That's not how niggas get down. You know what I'm saying? So that's more of a woman thing. What do I need to do? And all that kind of stuff. You know, now when they come on the show, it's like you could tell there's a lot of them, they don't understand how blunt he be. And the other day he had this girl on, and man, she was obviously like a big girl who had, like, you could tell she had lipo. And she was like, he was like, how much do you make or whatever? She was saying that she was a psychologist major or something like that. She did psychology. And she was like, she made like 80,000. She was like, he was like, how much do you make right now? He was like, around 80,000 a year. And she live in Atlanta, Georgia. So, and like some of the jokes be live. Like he go live. I don't know if he goes live on YouTube or Instagram. One of the two, he be live. So it be like comments and shit too. So, bruh. First off, the girl had the phone close as shit to her face, so you could tell, he was like, how tall are you? She was like, 5'3". And he was like, and he'll be too disrespectful. He was like, dress size. She was like, a 4. Now, I don't know no fucking dress size, but I know a fucking 4 is like, gotta be like smaller than Rihanna, maybe. I'm pretty sure dress sizes, like Rihanna has to be around a 4. You know what I'm saying? So when she said dress size, you could see his face, like his face kind of just stopped. Like I said, he's a rich nigga. He's blunt. He's old. He's older too. He's been around a while. So the first thing he did was kind of like get quiet, and he just looked at her like a 4. And she was like 4 or 5. So he was like, cause you back the camera up from your face or whatever, so like we could see your body and shit. So she was like, I don't really have clothes on right now. And she was like, I don't really have good clothes on right now, or something like that. And man, she had like a regular fucking outfit on. Like it was nothing wrong with her showing what it was. You could tell she was just trying to hide it. So when she put it back, she wasn't huge, but you could tell they were saying like she had that Al Rogan face. You know what I'm saying? Like her face was mad fat and jiggly. In your mind, you looked at her, you was like, shawty. No, so he asked her, how much did she possibly weigh? Like what was the heaviest she had ever weighed in her life? She was like, about 153. And then you could look at her face and say, like, Slim, you at least 220. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Even when she show her body, like she probably was like 150 then, like right, you know what I'm saying? So the bra was basically just doing a whole lot of lying. Like I said, this shit usually end with somebody getting hung up on, because like they start feeling disrespected because he be carrying their ass. And what it was is she was one of these millennial girls. And what I mean by that, well, the girl, she was 28. So and what I mean by millennial is like, she was one of them girls that did like, you know, a whole bunch of like eye movement, like everything he was saying, she was doing like a bunch of eye movements. And you know how you know how it is, like, if you, right now, if you're talking to a little kid or somebody that's, like, between the ages of, like, 17 to, like, not even 17, like, peripheral, like, 15 to, like, probably, like, 23, and that, in between that age, and he's, like, you know how they got, like, 400 facial expressions and shit, and then you be, like, but really, and they, for, but really, they clowning you for real, you know what I'm saying? So, but he was picking up on that shit, like, you know, everybody was saying it in the comments too, like, Slim, like, everybody was saying it too, like, bro, like, you 28 years old, like, act your fucking age, like, you, this shit is such a fucking turnoff, you know what I'm saying? And that's another thing that the females possess, like, shit. You know, the younger female, I guarantee you that a lot of these situations start with these females acting wild, acting crazy, and then they just end up fucking with the wrong one. You end up fucking with one. You end up fucking with the wrong one that decide, hey, I'm gonna knock your motherfucking head off. You wanna play big, I'm gonna knock your head off. And then every time, just let it be known, every time they turn into the girl that was on the news once it happened. Now, dude would have been a nice sweetie pie and just, or whatever, and just, you know, took whatever she did or however she tried to play him. Or whatever. Like, you can't see none of that on no camera. You all you can see is movements and you know, and all this kind of shit. And, you know what I mean? And I know five females that be talking that be saying that shit online. Yeah, I had a nigga threw a bottle at me. And I'm like, shawty, I know you. I know what type of nigga, I know what type of broad you is. Like, you a nasty motherfucker when somebody trying to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? You a nasty motherfucker when somebody trying to talk to you. Cause you married, you from Capitol Heights, and you raw. You a raw female, period. But the moment a nigga go there, oh, this nigga threw a bottle at me. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, cuz, like, don't be fooled. It's fucked up. It's fucked up what be happening. But I'm telling you, 70% of these females be doing it to themselves. And the ones that ain't, that 70% is the reason these dudes is going as far. I can't speak on them New York niggas. That's a different animal. You smack a broad with a damn skateboard that sounds mentally challenged, that's something on the upbringing of them people up there. That you don't see shit like that happen. Name another place where you see some wild and crazy. The last wild and crazy joint that we heard about was the joint in Texas with the white boy, big white boy, beating the shit out of the girl. And the two young boys, we don't know their race. The two young boys sitting back recording, high as shit, you can hear it. You a smoker, you know, they high as shit laughing at what's going on. He punching this girl. I'm talking about he jabbing this girl directly. Boom, boom, boom. Like, using her shit, having her head like a fucking, like a punching bag. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, same thing I said with that, in that event. You know, females know what to say to piss a nigga off. They know. I'm talking about, I done had old ladies make me want to punch him in their fucking face. Old, elderly ladies. Because they know what to say to piss you off. They know how to get up under your skin. Like me, I'm a very loving, I would never take it there with a female, but sometimes when I get into that moment at work, I think about it. Like, I think about like, damn, now what if I was to be one of those type of guys, and I snap, and I decide to take this Everfresh bottle and just tsh, you in your face with it. How quick you'll be looking to call the police, to get the police involved, to get, you know what I'm saying? We suing the shit. You know what I'm saying? I just see it. But when you lay down and take it, they just walk away. They just walk the fuck away. It's no punishment for the shit that they do. It never gets put out unless it's an attack. And then once they, you know, like I said, they know, they speak to you in the manner, because they know that if it goes to blows, then you at a loss. If it goes to blows, once you put your hands on them, you at a loss, because they're female. You ain't supposed to be hitting them. You see what I'm saying? So what people need to do is raise your daughters and your kids with respect. Kids is not being taught respect in the house. They're not being taught. They being taught protect your own. If he hits you, you hit him back. That's the project. I always bring up this one story. It was this girl, and I don't know what she did, but she made these motherfuckers mad. She was a little ass girl. She couldn't have been no more. They was old enough to ride the bus. And you know, you're a long time listener, you probably heard me tell the story before. Like, they was old enough to ride the bus and walk home by themselves. Cause that's when they jumped. They caught her down the street from the bus stop. And this little girl was probably maybe 40 pounds, 50 pounds. And it was probably two girls, maybe three guys. And Lord have mercy, they was beating the shit out of this girl. Like, I mean, it was unbelievable for all of them to be that young. And my whole thing was just how crazy the little dudes was. Like, it wasn't like where the little dudes was kind of like just sitting there ad-libbing. Like, the dudes was like the main ones. The dudes was like the main ones, like, punishing the girl. Like, they was punishing her. And I'm just like, and the girl, she just on the ground screaming, book bag still on and everything. Like, they must have, like I said, they must have ran right up on her. Didn't even give her no chance to take her book bag off and just start welling on her ass. And I'm just like, like, what is being taught in the house? You know what I'm saying? There was a dude, I'm not sure what happened, but he jumped and drop kicked this girl. And there was a little young boy. Now, this dude might have been like 8 or 9. And he runs over. Now, the girl that the dude drop kicked, and she at the door, there was a little girl, like a baby, maybe she might have been 3. She was able to stand on her own. Teeny, teeny little baby. And the little dude that was with the girl and the other dude that, you know, the older ones that was fighting, this little nigga runs over and drop kicks, like, the one, I'm talking about the Ryu from Street Fighter Joe, like, he runs over and one leg, hi-ya, kicks the little 3-year-old girl in the face. I'm like, God damn, like, what is, like, You see what I'm saying? So, see, now, mind you, the dudes who probably did this to this girl in this gas station, they're probably early 20s. So, less than 5-6 years ago, they was in the house growing up, being taught by their parents. You see what I'm saying? So this goes back to the parenting. Like I said, the parenting in the last 10 years is trash. It is trash. Like, if you got a 17, 18-year-old kid, like, I ain't gonna say all of them, but about 60% of them, these motherfuckers is heartless trash. They got heartless trash out here, bro. Like these parents, I don't know if it's because they at work and the internet is raising them, but yeah, like I said, parenting is what's going to get the world back on track. Just like, you go back to the dude that smacked the girl with the skateboard. If you remember that, you know, the internet vicious. So the first thing the internet did, they looked up his mother. They found his mother. And they hitting his mother on Facebook. His mother reading the messages, ain't even responding. Ain't never speak. Nobody never even heard anything. Mother never spoke out. Didn't record a video and speak and say that he wasn't raised like that. Nothing. Because they don't give a fuck. Most motherfuckers sitting around smoking weed, like, around niggas, motherfuckers around my age. You might have had a few, maybe 3 to 4, that smoke, you know, that was smoking weed, you know, with their parents and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like with us, when I think about my upbringing, you know, and my closest friends, it was one person that had that kind of mother. And the rest of them, I mean, every other person, Kurt, Davron, let's say Duke. Who else? Kareem. We go. Any one of the people, Hamed. Any one of the people that I could think of that I was around a lot, when I was even around their parents a lot. I had one friend that mother bought blunts. She bought his blunts. Helped him, gave him money for his weed. Brought liquor, had kept liquor in the house so he could have something to drink. But she still showed him how to treat a woman. You know what I mean? But the rest of my friends, man, if you thought about sparking a blunt in front of them, they might have shot your motherfucking ass. But now, in this day and age, like these motherfuckers right here, shit, nigga, that's like an 80% thing right now. I was smoking my mother this morning. Oh nah, my mother don't care. My mother don't care. I don't go to school. Mom don't give a fuck about that shit. I don't even tell her. She don't care about me skipping school. I ain't going to school today. I gotta get these shoes today, so I ain't going to school. I know motherfuckers they more scared of their sisters than they are their own mother. You know what I'm saying? That's how delicate the parenting is. You got motherfuckers 16, 17 years old up on Instagram at 2 o'clock in the morning with their boyfriends and shit in the house with their parents. You know what I'm saying? That's why this world, why you like, damn, niggas crazy as shit. That's why this world is like that. Like I always say, beating the shit out the teachers. Man, that shit didn't happen that much, man. You might have seen that shit one or two times in your entire life, or your entire schooling, and you probably heard about it a couple times when you got out. But now, you Google that shit, nigga, 3, 4, 5 videos come up, all from fucking in the last 5 years. You know what I'm saying? It's no parenting, bro. What happened to that girl is a knock to that motherfucker's, that dude's, them motherfucker's parents. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta, because what I said, and I seen the comments, they say, oh, you gotta teach these kids about rejection. But you also gotta teach these girls how to reject a nigga. Because like I said, a lot of them don't give a fuck, man. They don't give a fuck how they do it. They gonna carry the shit out you and not give a fuck. And in their mind, they gonna sell wolf tickets and talk shit to you like they'd beat your ass. Until something happened. I'm telling you, until something happened. And then they the victim. Now they crying. And, oh man, women are so unprotected. I'm like, I know so many damn thot bitches right now. Like I know what type of like broad you was. You just done crossed over in the last 5 years, and now all of a sudden protect the black queen when you was out here on your thot shit, disrespectful, hood hopping. Oh, I get these niggas. Oh, I get, you know, I call this nigga, I call that nigga. Now all of a sudden you saved, and then all of a sudden the world don't love the black woman. Now I'm telling you, the black woman need to be more like respectable young, the same thing with the men. But the females make the world go round. The mothers, the love from the mothers, is what really started. You know, a man can teach a man that type of stuff, but even it take a female to put that into a dude. Like, hey man, look, female say no, you know what it is. These conversations ain't even happening in the house. Nowadays you look up, you see a nigga mom. Like, look at Delicious. I don't know how old Delicious is, but she gotta be up there in age. Delicious on, I've seen videos with Delicious. I'm talking about the big butt jump from Flavor Love back in the day. You see Delicious on so many damn social networks, and some of the jumps you look over, you be like, damn, is that her kid? Kid over there chilling. But she on motherfucking IG, clapping and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, it's on the parenting, man. It's on the parenting. Shit like that, this crazy, wild-ass shit gonna keep on happening, man. It's gonna keep on happening. Because the parents are scared that the parents, like a lot of these parents wanna be cool, man. They ain't trying to really be parents, you know what I'm saying? They wanna be friends. They don't wanna get on the kids' nerves at all. They too scared. They scared for that. Because nowadays, kids' anger is different. You know what I'm saying? A kid nowadays, you know, they, you know, parents are too scared for a motherfucker to really actually hate their ass. You know what I'm saying? So they light their blows up. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to be hated. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it starts at home, man. All this craziness, it starts at home, man. Because you can't tell me that you raised, you put your hard work and energy, you know, into respecting, into training your kid to be respectful, and they go outside in the street and bite some damn girl in the head because she don't want to let them buy them wine. Even if she was mad, disrespectful, and like, but fuck up my face. Even if she was like that, it was still a parent. It's still gonna take parenting to keep that kid in line. To know, like, oh, all right, well, fuck you too now.